Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second, the first baseman, Mike Fiore. Batting third, the center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Bob Oliver. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Joe Keough. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Paul Shaw. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Rich Severson. Batting eighth, the catcher, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jim Rooker. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Jim Rooker. For the Detroit Tigers, batting in the leadoff spot, the first baseman, Mickey Stanley. Batting second, the second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting third, the right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth, the catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Elliot Maddox. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Ken Zotkiewicz. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Mickey Lolich. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mickey Lolich. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly bunts towards the mound. Lolich fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore strikes out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stanley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Otis for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Severson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver strikes out. One out. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is called out on strikes. Two outs. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Severson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lolich fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup takes first base on ball four. Freehan moves to second. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Zotkiewicz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zotkiewicz is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mickey Lolik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolik hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Schall fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Royals, 1, Tigers, 1. Jim Rooker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rooker strikes out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Frien and he is safe. Kelly steals second. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 0 for 1 in the game. Fiore hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Zotkiewicz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0 for 1 in the game. Keough hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oliver moves to second. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Schall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lolik fields it and throws to first for the out. Oliver moves to third. Keough moves to second. One out. Rich Severson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severson is 0 for 1 in the game. Severson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oliver scores. Keough moves to third. It's 2-1, Royals. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Frien hits a fly ball into left field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Northrup hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0-for-1 in the game. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Oliver fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Rooker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rooker is 0-for-1 in the game. Rooker strikes out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Zotkiewicz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 0-for-2 in the game. Fiore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ken Zotkiewicz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zotkiewicz is 0-for-1 in the game. Zotkiewicz strikes out. One out. Mickey Lolik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolik is 0-for-1 in the game. Lolik is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Shaw misplays the ball. That's an error on Shaw. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fiore scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McAuliffe for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of K-line. Otis reaches second base with a double. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Zotkiewicz fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keough hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-1, Royals. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shaw hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. Shaw reaches second base with a double. Rich Severson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Severson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kirkpatrick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Keough. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. K-Line scores. It's 4-2, Royals. Ken Wright now pitching. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Northrup hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Freehan moves to third. Dalton Jones pinch hits for Elliot Maddox. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Freehan tags and scores. Northrup tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-3, Royals. Ken Zotkiewicz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zotkiewicz is 0-for-2 in the game. Zotkiewicz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Severson misplays the ball. That's an error on Severson. Northrup scores. That run is unearned. It's Royals, 4, Tigers, 4. Mike Hedlund now pitching. Gates Brown pinch hits for Mickey Lolick. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schall misplays the ball. That's an error on Schall. Zotkiewicz moves to third. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-3 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schall fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Tigers 4. The Royals will come to bat. Dalton Jones now playing third base. John Hiller now pitching. Mike Hedlund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hedlund strikes out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kelly strikes out. Two outs. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 0-for-3 in the game. Fiore is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kaline is called out on strikes. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-4, Tigers. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Freehan hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-4, Tigers. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Northrup hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mo Drabowski now pitching. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Northrup. The throw from Kirkpatrick and he is out, Schall applying the tag. Two outs. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Don Wirt now playing third base. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Zotkiewicz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards second. McAuliffe scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Royals 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Wally Bunker now pitching. Ken Zotkiewicz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zotkiewicz is 0-for-3 in the game. Zotkiewicz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Severson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-4 in the game. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. McAuliffe hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Schall is called out on strikes. One out. Rich Severson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Severson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kirkpatrick hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Kansas City Royals, 4. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.